Diamond Aircraft restructures and puts D-Jets on hold. Republicans challenge the FAA's sequestration strategy, and 19 are killed in a hot air balloon crash in Egypt. This is Aero News for Tuesday, February 26, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Before I begin, a quick program note. My other day job includes being media spokesperson for the Balloon Federation of America. With the events of the day in Egypt, I trust you can understand I've been otherwise engaged today, so this program is slightly abbreviated. We hope to return to our normal programming tomorrow. Diamond Aircraft Industries and D-Jet Corporation have confirmed to ANN the restructuring of Diamond's London, Ontario-based operations, citing continuing low-piston aircraft sales, especially in the North American market, and the significant burden of its cost-intensive D-Jet development program. In a cost-cutting measure, the majority of the workforce has been issued temporary layoff notices pending implementation of restructuring plans. Peter Maurer, president and CEO, said, quote, "We want to hire back as many employees as possible as quickly as possible, but the exact number and timing will be determined as we develop our restructuring plans in the coming weeks," end quote. And he added, quote, "Regrettably, we need to suspend activity on the D-Jet program pending the securing of additional funding," end quote. Diamond Aircraft Industries is retaining a core group of employees to fulfill purchase orders for aircraft, parts, and services, and to provide continuing airworthiness and technical support. This action is limited to Diamond's Canadian-based operations only. House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure Chairman Bill Schuster, Republican of Pennsylvania. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation Ranking Member John Thune, Republican of South Dakota. And House Subcommittee on Aviation Chairman Frank Lobiondo, Republican of New Jersey, released a statement Friday in response to the administration's announcement regarding sequestration potential impact on the FAA and U.S. aviation. Quote, "We are disappointed by the administration creating alarm about sequestration's impact on aviation," end quote, the statement says. That statement continues again, quote, "Before jumping to the conclusion that furloughs must be implemented, the administration and the agency need to sharpen their pencils and consider all the options. Prematurely outlining the potential impacts before identifying other savings is not helpful," end quote. The Republican aviation leadership says the FAA is, quote, "well-positioned to absorb spending reductions without compromising the safety or efficiency of the national airspace system," end quote. Thune, Schuster, and Lobiondo said while the United States continues to see a contracted airline industry, the FAA has received significant funding increases in recent years. Each year, the agency spends about $500 million on consultants and another $200 million on supplies and travel, which is more than the $600 million Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said would be realized by reducing air traffic services and furloughing personnel. A fire aboard a hot air balloon in Egypt has fatally injured at least 19 of the 20 tourists and pilot who were on board and led to a suspension of balloon flights in that country. The Associated Press reports that the aircraft was landing when a fire erupted on board the aircraft, sending it soaring to an altitude of more than 1,000 feet. An investigator from the state prosecutor's office, who asked to remain anonymous because he's not authorized to speak to the media, said that the balloon climbed rapidly before the fire caused an explosion in a gas container and it fell some 1,000 feet. According to various media reports, the pilot jumped from the balloon at a relatively low height of about 35 feet, while others were seen to jump when the balloon was said to be at a height of a 7- to 8-story building. The fatalities included tourists from France, Britain, Belgium, Hungary, Japan, and Hong Kong. Ballooning is a popular activity for tourists visiting Luxor, which is about 320 miles south of Cairo. The tours give the view of the Valley of the Kings, which includes Tutankhamun's tomb. The number of fatal injuries makes the accident the deadliest in the region. 16 tourists were killed in 2009 when a balloon impacted a cell phone transmission tower near the city. When Aero News continues, the FAA won't rush the Dreamliner back. And play it again, Sam.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, February 26th. I'm Glenn Moyer. On Friday, Boeing proposed a potential fix of the battery problem on board the 787 Dreamliners to the FAA, which those with knowledge of the proposal say includes modifications to the box which encloses the batteries, better venting of the case, monitoring of individual battery cells, and improved insulation between the cells to prevent thermal runaway. But the Seattle Times reports that the FAA said following that Friday meeting that it will take Boeing's proposal and, quote, analyze it closely, end quote, but at the same time saying that the agency will not rush to get the Dreamliner fleet flying again. Quote, the safety of the flying public is our top priority, and we won't allow the 787 to return to commercial service until we're confident that any proposed solution has addressed the battery failure risks, end quote, the statement said. A preliminary report on the battery incident is not expected from the NTSB until next month. Passengers trying to make it out of St. Louis's Lambert International Airport Thursday were frustrated and tired as they sat in the terminal while a winter storm made the possibility of them getting to their destinations less and less likely. Snow and sleet were coating the runways and taxiways, and the number of flights showing canceled on the board continued to grow. And since he couldn't be sitting in the cockpit of his airplane, United Express pilot Billy Hawk took the controls of the piano in Terminal 1, performing an impromptu concert of his original compositions that lasted about 3 hours, according to television station KSDK. Captain Hawk entertained about 1,700 stranded passengers, crew members, and airport workers, sitting at the piano still dressed in his white uniform shirt with four stripes on the shoulder. He played while flights all around the central U.S. went from delayed to canceled on departure and arrival boards at the airport. Airport operations returned to normal on Friday morning. There is no word as to when Captain Hawk will be venturing out on tour. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.